Bedtime Bites presents The Secret Castle in the Sky High Above the Clouds, where rainbows are born and stars twinkle during the day. There was a magnificent castle that floated in the sky. Its shimmering towers reached towards the heavens, and its crystal windows sparkled like diamonds in the sunlight. This was no ordinary castle, for it held a magical secret that only a special little girl named Luna would discover. Luna was a curious and adventurous 7-year-old with wild, curly hair and eyes that sparkled like the night sky. Every evening, she would gaze out of her bedroom window, searching for something extraordinary among the stars. On this particular night, as the moon hung low and full, Luna noticed a peculiar cloud that looked just like a castle. "How strange," she whispered to herself, rubbing her eyes in disbelief. Suddenly, a gentle breeze swept through her room, carrying with it a sprinkle of glittering stardust. As the sparkling powder settled on Luna's nose, she let out a tiny sneeze. In that instant, she found herself floating up, up, and away from her bedroom. Luna gasped in amazement as she soared through the night sky, past twinkling stars and giggling comets. Before she knew it, she was standing at the entrance of the very castle she had spotted from her window. The grand doors creaked open, revealing a magical world beyond. Inside, the floors were made of fluffy clouds, and the walls shimmered with all the colors of the rainbow. Luna's eyes widened with wonder as she explored the castle's many rooms. In the first room, she found a garden where flowers sang lullabies and butterflies painted the air with their colorful wings. In another, there was a library filled with books that read themselves aloud, their pages turning on their own. As Luna wandered deeper into the castle, she heard a faint whimpering sound. Following the noise, she discovered a small, sad-looking cloud huddled in a corner. "What's wrong?" Luna asked gently. The cloud sniffled and replied, "I'm lost. I'm supposed to be raining over a dry forest, but I can't find my way back." Luna's heart filled with compassion. "Don't worry," she said. "I'll help you find your way home." Together, Luna and the little cloud set off on an adventure through the castle. They slid down banisters made of moonbeams, bounced on beds of northern lights, and played hide-and-seek with friendly stars. Along the way, they met other magical beings: a jolly wind that told jokes, a wise old owl who spoke in riddles, and even a mischievous sunbeam that loved to play tricks. Finally, they reached the castle's highest tower. There, they found a magical map of the world below, twinkling with tiny lights representing all the places that needed rain. "Look!" Luna exclaimed, pointing to a dark spot on the map. "That must be where you need to go." The little cloud beamed with happiness. "Thank you, Luna. But how will I get there?" Just then, the wise old owl appeared. "The secret to leaving the castle," he hooted, "is to believe in the magic within your heart." Luna closed her eyes, held the little cloud's hand, and wished with all her might for it to find its way home. In a flash of starlight, the cloud vanished, off to water the thirsty forest. As Luna opened her eyes, she realized it was time for her to return home too. She thanked all her new friends and, remembering the owl's words, closed her eyes once more. She thought of her cozy bed and her loving family waiting for her. In the blink of an eye, Luna found herself back in her room, tucked snugly in her bed. Was it all a dream? She wondered. But then she noticed a sprinkling of stardust on her pillow and smiled, knowing her adventure had been real. From that night on, Luna never forgot the secret castle in the sky. Every evening, she would look out her window and wave to her magica,